Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women helpers and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. Where we are tackling the tough reality that many in the healing professions are often sacrificing their well-being in pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with the insights and the strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods, not only to replenish your energy, but to also cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. What's one thing about yourself you've never said out loud? Maybe it's a dream, a fear, an experience, something you feel guilty about, something you feel ashamed about. Now imagine how much energy it takes to keep that hidden. What if bringing it into the light could set you free? We're gonna dig in to this topic today, but first I invite you into the Abundance and Flow community on School, where you will find free, awesome AF trainings and where we are building a community of helpers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes, and I hope to see you there. Like I said, today we're going to dive in to the power of being seen and how hiding actually drains your energy. So I'm talking often to the helpers, the healers, the overgivers, and those intuitive women who are feeling exhausted, disconnected, feel stuck in their business or their body or their health or their life. And they really want more energy, more abundance, more flow. Something just feels off. Something feels blocked. And as you can tell by prior episodes on Creating Flow, there's multiple things that can lead to this feeling of fatigue or stuckness or disconnectedness. But one really big thing is these hidden things within us, these kind of secrets, the things we don't want to look at, the things we don't look at, and the things we hide from the world about ourselves. And deep down, we know, you know that you're hiding it. Whether it's body image, financial struggles, your true deepest desires, your spiritual gifts, many things. And sometimes we don't know we're hiding it, right? Sometimes our ego is so sneaky, our subconscious keeping us safe, keeping us out of those feelings that aren't safe, that we don't even know we're hiding it until it comes into our awareness. And perhaps today this podcast will be the thing that opens your eyes, right? At the end, I'll have a specific exercise we'll go into to try to find those places that we're leaking energy by hiding things or showing up in a certain way that's not in alignment and hiding who we truly are, our authentic self, and how we truly want to show up. This exhaustion, and back to kind of that exhaustion, it really is from suppressing. Exhaustion does come from overdoing as well, but equally from suppressing things, keeping them hidden. This isn't a particularly good place to look. If you feel like you have, you know, most things dialed in, your nutrition's good, your movement's good, you're meditating, and something still feels off or feels like it's depleting you, and you're seeing procrastination, fatigue, lack of clarity, lack of confidence in your any part of your life, in your goals for your wellness goals, or in your business, or in your personal life. And you're seeing inconsistent growth in all of these places that you're going for more. And maybe even some of these relationships you have feel like they're at the surface level. You're having difficulty making deep connections, either with girlfriends or spouses or other community members, your clients. And that's what it looks like on the outside, right? But what does it look like on the inside? Like, what is really happening? What's the internal problem? And I'm going to go through a few things here that you will be invited to look out later in the episode So the first is authentic self. Many of us are showing up in masks. We have multiple masks that we're showing to different parts of the world. And the fear is truly being seen. And most of the time, we think we're afraid of our weaknesses. But really, our ego is oftentimes very afraid that we're going to see that we are powerful, right? Marianne Williamson has a quote that I love and is always a great way to allow this to sink in. And it's, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us most. That's powerful, right? I did a whole episode. The last episode was on the ego and the higher self. And this is really that like last piece of moving in from being in ego so much to being in that higher self, that spirit self, that source self, as we go from that playing small and knowing that we are powerful, knowing that we are big, knowing that we are limitless. Lots of us have some idea about this, but it doesn't feel safe to show up in that all the time. And especially is a practice when that hasn't been our experience in the past, right? It happens with all kinds of people. And what often we do see with women is this perception, if they're showing up in their authentic, powerful self, right? That they're being pushy, that they're being bitchy, that they're being selfish, that they're being arrogant. And part of that is because we're just not used to a lot of that energy and suppression. And part of that is, again, it's just everybody's ego perceiving them as more powerful, which then we start back in that judgment, which kicks us all back into ego. The next thing that I often see is this shame or guilt or other feelings, but around our true desires. High achieving, powerful people have big desires, right? And everybody can step into that. If you want to be that, if you want to go for more, if you have this idea of having great love or great abundance of money or great power, not in the power that's controlling of other people, but just like this limitlessness of life, of travel, of energy, right? And so being able to get in touch with what we truly desire is really important. And to give ourselves then permission, right? You'll hear me talk a lot about permission too, because I find that's one of the most powerful things that can happen. Either we can give ourselves permission, or when we're working with a coach or healer, is they really hold the space of giving you permission to feel, permission to have desires, permission to heal, right? Where you haven't given it to yourself in the past. So can you really want more money, more pleasure, more time for yourself? What is your true desire? Maybe you live in a place you don't want to live in anymore. Maybe you want to spend more nights out dancing with your girlfriends and less seeing and catering to your teenagers, right? The key here are desires. If we follow our desires, it usually opens up opportunity for others to do the same. So our partners, our kids, our friends, there's like kind of twofold, and that is that we provide that energy and we show, and by showing, we give permission. But also we, by keeping ourselves small, can sometimes keep other people small in our energy, so that we're in, and then we're in kind of the cycle of pleasing each other, right? The next thing I see is this fear of judgment, fear, you know, fear in general. Most of the time we're hiding is because of fear, but then we can have these specific core wound type fears of judgment, of betrayal, of this, of not belonging, of not getting the love, of getting kicked out of our tribe, getting kicked out of our family. And this looks like the questions like, what will people think if I fully show up, right? Many people, when we're going through a healing journey, we change. Our energy changes, how we present ourselves changes, the activities we want to do change. For myself personally, I've, you know, over the last 15 years, I've really gotten very selective on the food that makes my body feel good, right? And then in the new iteration of that over the last 2 years, I've really drank very little alcohol. And I can really count, I can for sure count on two hands, but probably on one hand, the amount of episodes that I've had drinks at in the last 2 years. And it's not for everybody. And I'm not, you know, sobriety isn't like something I say people have to do, because I want people to have the pleasure and joys that they like in their life. What I notice for myself is not drinking, is I have a clearer head. I feel better. I have more energy. My body recovers more easily from stressors. I don't get sick as often. The flip side of that, though, I've had a lot more solitary time and a lot more time figuring out what my new activities are if it's not going to the bar and drinking with my friends, right? And like many of you, it's all a process, right? And it's all new iteration, and we know more, we do better, right? And so I'm still working on that. I was able to go to a concert last week in a bar, live music, and danced without drinking at all. And that's a really new experience for me. So, but it was fun. And I felt great, you know, the next day, and I didn't have those same things. And but that's my just different bodies are different. And I now know that alcohol really affects me and the way I feel. But again, to relate this back to what I'm hiding, I sort of knew it ahead of time, right? But I was afraid. I was afraid of losing my friends. I was afraid of owning my health and upholding boundaries when I would go out socially. Here's another fun one, avoidance. How many of you are avoiding looking at things, right? Oh, I don't see it. It doesn't exist. So far suppressed within us that it's very infrequent that we're pulling it up, right? And there's a subconscious belief around that for most of us that's like, if I don't look at this part of myself, maybe it'll just go away, right? Well, I'll tell you right now, that's never the case. It just gets bigger and deeper. The next thing is that we hide from other people are our beliefs, right? We hide our beliefs. We hide the beliefs that we've taken on that are other people's beliefs, but we believe we should have. And then our expectations, right? And other people's expectation of what we believe. And what starts to happen as we grow and change our mindset, and maybe like me, you have a like more spiritual evolution to your healing, then you start to realize what beliefs in our head are not in alignment. And it is so trippy and freaky when you start to look at the things you really, you don't know you believe, but underlying the emotion and underlying the experience, there's this belief you've developed most of the time when you're little, right? 6 to 9. It's when a lot of these things become kind of solidified in our mind and we start looking at the world that way. But how many of the things I don't even truly believe, I've just been acting and letting my subconscious run the show and producing actions that are in alignment with the belief I don't even believe anymore. So this is where bringing these things into light will help you live a more free, more joyful life, because it's holding you back. It's holding you down and you don't even realize it. And you get to change it. And that's what's really cool about the way we work. We can shift a belief in a matter of seconds, right? You think about some things that you believed in as a kid, and 1 minute you believed in it and the next you didn't, right? I'm going to keep that a secret in case we got littles listening with you. The other thing we hide from others is our actions, right? And it's judgment from ourselves, mostly of our actions. So I know for me as a nutritionist, and this is kind of throwing my husband under the bus without throwing me under the bus, but he likes to drink regular soda, right? And so do my kids. And I try to keep that away from them. But I was super embarrassed to buy it in the grocery store for a long time. Here I am, a functional nutritionist, and I'm in here buying regular soda, which I feel like has so many unhealthy qualities, right? So I would either try to sneak it, like hide it, cover it up in my car, or not buy it. And I did learn later with some boundaries that I don't have to buy it for him. If he wants it, he can go get it himself, right? But also that it doesn't matter that I'm buying the soda because, first of all, there's no good or bad value there. But my actions don't have to be perfect all the time. So even if I was buying the soda for myself as a functional nutritionist, right, that should be okay. But it was me. It was my, I was worried by taking that action that someone would see him in the grocery store and then they would think I wasn't a good nutritionist, right? I think that holds true with other people that are in this serving profession and have a business that has a mission and a value. And if there's actions that you're choosing to take, or sometimes we're just going with the flow, and then we'll hide it to the outer world and we'll feel some guilt and shame about it because it's not in alignment with our image, right? And there's two choices there. Like if our image we've developed because it's our true authentic self and those are the principles we want to live by, then restoring integrity, right? Find the way to restore that integrity. So then you can show up feeling confident and proud of your actions. Or giving yourself permission to explore and not be perfect. And that it really doesn't matter. It's really nobody's business what you're doing, right? And most people aren't even worried about what you're doing and aren't going to care what you're doing because they're thinking about themselves and how it affects them. So the thing we hide a lot are emotions. And this is a complicated one for most of us. Most of us, whether we perceived this or we felt this or witnessed it in some way, when we are young, having emotions, when we have them the most, or like that inner child of us is pretty unchecked with our emotions, we start to not feel safe, right? We get judged by our peers. We get told by our parents to stop it. We get our siblings start making fun of us. And then we also realize that our emotions start to, and this is, you know, in an unhealed experience, but how we feel affects how someone else feels, affects how we feel. And there starts to become this sense of responsibility that we're responsible for the way other people feel, right? Which is an inaccuracy. We're really just responsible to ourselves or for ourselves and to other people. Their reaction, again, I use this like, sounds tongue in cheek, but it's just a reminder that how they react to us is none of our business. Now, this doesn't mean you get to go be a total a-hole, right? This just means that if you're showing up in your true authentic self and that's the way you feel and you take responsibility, you're not blaming it on them for the way you feel, then their reaction to that says all about them and it says nothing about you, right? That's their own stuff and it's really none of our business. The other thing about emotions that make us keep them hidden is oftentimes we don't understand them. We don't understand why we're having them. And sometimes they feel like they're not in alignment with our truth, right? But again, these emotions can be stuck in our body from when we are small kids or even depending on your belief system, like past generational things, right? I can have some kind of belief that I hold in my body, the energetic ties to it of my grandmother. And that might seem woo, but if you really think about it, when a woman is in her mother's womb, she makes all her eggs for her daughter, right? Or her son. And so really, when my grandma was pregnant with my mom, all of my mom's eggs with this energetic imprint of anything that my grandma was going through, right? And again, we don't get to stay in the victim about that, right? But we have this invitation of this emotion to come up, and sometimes we don't understand it. And so, but allowing it to come to the surface and allowing us to see it, then sometimes we can process it, or we can forgive it, or forgive that we thought it, right? Or just release it because we realize that it no longer holds true for us. And even though guilt and shame are kind of, you know, tucked in with the emotions, that was another piece about the emotions is that we often feel guilty or shameful that we're having an emotion. Like maybe we're sad when someone else is happy, but part of us really, you know, it's just a part of us. And the other part of us is happy for that person, but the emotional part of us is winning right now, which is fine, right? We have to feel our stuff. But then we look at ourselves and we shame ourselves for having that feeling. And our emotions really are, I mean, we have happy and joyful and blissful too, right? And so when we're thinking about having those feelings, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe we're in a situation where everybody's really sad and we've learned that we have choice, right? So we can be sad and have joy, but we're choosing to show up in this higher vibration of joy and love. Other people are showing up in the sadness and the grief. Again, no judgment, right? It's just how we're showing up. But then we turn that on ourselves and be like, oh, I should be sad. I should be. And so then we hide our joy. We suppress our joy because we feel like it would be like boasting or bragging or not being humble. It's not how vibration works, right? We can still present in our loving and joyful without boasting, and it will actually allow the vibration of everyone to change. And the other really big thing about suppressed emotions that many people feel is that it just hasn't been safe in the past. And in our experiences, it hasn't been safe. And that goes back to the either we will be seen as vulnerable or someone else's reaction to our emotion is not favorable. Someone might get mad at us for crying. Someone might get mad at us for laughing at a situation. Someone might get their feelings hurt if something made us sad, right? So there's probably more things there to look at, but that's just an explanation of a few of the things and why we keep them hidden. And then I love this quote by Leland Val Van De Waal. Say that three times fast. And this quote is, the degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth he, she can accept about himself without running away. To do the work, we've got to be honest with ourselves. We've got to allow these things to bubble up. And really the way to do that is be an observer, right? We want to be in that state where we can look at it as an observer without judgment so that we can allow our stuff to stop or allow ourselves to stop playing small, right? By keeping things hidden and suppressed, we are keeping ourselves small. When we hide something or we stuff it down and we don't let it be expressed, so that's called suppression, and it takes so much energy, right? Especially that stuff that's like just bubbling around us that's ready to come up, but we spend so much effort and so much time hiding it, then we're going to feel that fatigue. We're going to feel that frustration. We're going to feel out of alignment. I often teach on what resists persists. And so anything that we're not allowing to come to light, anything that we don't like about ourselves, so we hide it, right? Those things get bigger. Those ideas get bigger. The feelings about that gets bigger, right? And we can't change it. Like you've heard of alchemy or a transmutation of energy. It requires that we bring it up. It requires that we let it flow. It requires that we let it come up to our conscious so then we can process it. And usually it's just forgiveness or letting go and acknowledgement, right? So if we hide that piece of ourselves, like, again, talking about ego in the last episode, but so you can go reference that if you want more information. But if we go into our adolescent part of that and we find ourselves being really flippant about something, we are probably trying to hide something else that we're feeling and or just that piece of us, that adolescent piece of us just needs a little time to play around and to be a little catty, right? And so if we can give it that and then remind ourselves that we're safe to bring this stuff up. We have a safe space to do it, hopefully. And if we can allow it to come up, then we can give that energy to our growth, right? To our more life instead of to our suppression and to making us small. And that's really what I want for everyone, like you, to just be able to grow and flourish and bloom into this greatest, powerful, most beautiful being, right? That you are. And that requires taking off the mask, taking off the filter, and being able to show up. When we talk about mantras, you've probably heard about mantras like Om or saying something specifically and chanting it over and over, right, is a mantra. And they have measured the power. And the saying behind that is, if you say it out loud, like you actually physically speak it, you can think of that as the power of one, right? And then if you whisper it or say it mentally in your head, it's 100 times the power of saying it out loud. So you're with me, right? Like it's more powerful if it's just whispered and kept in your head. And if it is kept silent, stuffed down, it is one and embodied, right? So in the positive, that's a great thing, right? If we're embodying a mantra of I am love, and we hold it and we feel it instead of speaking it, then it is 100,000 times more powerful than saying it out loud, I am love. So when we're thinking about doing that in the positive light, it's super awesome. When we're thinking about suppressing something, stuffing it down where our body is feeling it and our subconscious, but we're never allowing it up into our consciousness, we are growing it by 100,000 times the power. So if you can imagine trying then to hold something that's 100,000 times more powerful down inside your body versus letting it out, how much work that takes, how much effort it will take to suppress it, right? I talk about power, but it's super important to love those pieces that you perceive as weakness, right? Because it's all an illusion. And the only reason we perceive it as weakness is some kind of external signal that we've gotten, right? And then we've internalized that on ourselves. So it's not even a weakness, right? Like someone may consider themselves lazy if they sleep in and take time for themselves in the morning. That's when they do their program and that's when they exercise and that's when they meditate. It's when they take their supplements and they don't go to work till 10. Some people may perceive that and that person as well as a weakness or as a lazy because they're not able to get out the door by 6 a.m., but really, they're taking care of themselves, right? And they have maybe a different circadian rhythm or a little bit of a different personality type that if they get a slow start to the morning and get all the things they need, they can just power through. Where other people might need to get up early, take only a few minutes, but then they're able to stack their day where they get a walk in here and they get good food here and they take their supplements at their morning break, right? Like, so it's just, it's all a perception. It's all an illusion. And if we can love that our perceived weakness as much as we love any other part of ourselves, it will take away the power that it has over you. This will open you up to freedom, joy, pleasure, and just like a lightness, like you've just taken the monkey off your back, right? And I wish it was just one thing that we're suppressing, right? Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be great? I don't know about you, but I got a few things hidden in some corners down there. And I'm still, even though I know this and I do the work, I'm still work through different things because there's different layers that come up. I have a couple big things right now coming up for me. And I hope you'll see me on social media more, talking more and more about all of these things, but spent most of my younger life being in this really logical, smart body. Like I was praised for that, right? I got good grades. That was appraisal. I got good grades from my parents. If I got good grades, I got appraisal from my parents if I did the right thing. And it's just like everybody's parents. Like I still do it to my kids, even though I know that maybe I should or could start to shift that locus of award system to internal for them instead of external. But it's just the way it was. So it doesn't, I mean, that was my experience, my journey, my story, really, right? As this like smart, logical, I got a doctorate in physical therapy, therapy. I'm a functional nutritionist and really focused on healing the body through physical means, right? And I am a firm believer that I'm pretty much going to say everything, because I don't see that it could be not everything that we experience in our external world, whether that be our body, our behaviors, our actions, is a manifestation of what's happening inside of our mind, our spirit, and our emotions. But sharing that I rely heavily on my intuitive gifts and that my calling is to go into being a spiritual teacher. What? Like, I was pretty much atheist agnostic for 10 years of my adult life. And now I'm teaching people about spiritual messages, right? But I can't help it. I am pulled. It is pulling me in. And you talk about truth, right? We talk like, really, this is like the hidden things is bringing out the truth, the honesty. I can now feel like that's the truth with a capital T, right? Like it's about love, right? We are here to learn how to feel that unconditional love, to remember that we are part of creation. We are part of source. We are all one energy. And I want to spend more time in my intuitive and spiritual state than I do in my ego and humanness. And the trick is finding the ways to make that flow, right? And I feel a little safer podcasting because I can edit and versus showing up live on social media, but you're going to see me more there too. And you'll see me sharing more about the spiritual pieces that are really integral in actually healing our external body and mind and actions and behaviors. So how do we find these things we're hiding? I'm going to take you into a short meditation. So if you're driving, which I know I listen to podcasts driving, I drive so much, so I hear you. But perhaps then take a timestamp of the time right now so you can come back and do this later. Or if you're able to pull over, and for the rest of you that are listening, doing something else, hopefully you can grab a comfortable position. It can be standing, and also a piece of paper and a pen will be super handy during this exercise for after the meditation. So as always, I invite you into your breath. I want you to feel that air coming in your nose and out your mouth. Perhaps the invitation to take both the inhale in your nose and out your mouth just a little deeper. Sinking into your body, sinking heavily into your body, witnessing your breath. And on your next exhale, we're going to imagine these roots growing from our hips, down our legs, down into the center of the earth. This chakra, this energy center of our body, and these roots down into the earth are really our sense of safety, our sense of belonging. Just really grow them down on each exhale into the earth. They can be deep and wide. It can be lots of small, tenderly roots down into the earth. I like to think about this as Mama Earth energy, just unconditional love. And as you grow these roots, just presencing yourself down through them, knowing that you are safe. In this moment, you are safe. And knowing that this is always available for you. All you have to do is come back into this. This is your safe energetic space on the earth. On your next inhale, really filling up your body with that sense of safety, that sense of unconditional love, that sense of Mama Earth energy, just filling up your whole body. And then on your next exhale, I'm going to invite you to focus on the top of your head. This is our crown chakra. This is our connection to source, to spirit. And just exhaling up any tension, any tightness, any tenderness that you're feeling in your body, exhaling that up into that source space. Then inhaling again, that safety, that support. Source is our source. And filling up your body full of unconditional love. whatever source energy is for you. Maybe this is love. Maybe this is universal energy. Maybe this is the energy of all of the plants and animals on the earth. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's spirit. And now on an inhale, filling up your body, exhaling any masks, anything, any filter that's going to provide judgment. Perhaps just allowing yourself to be just outside of your body. Some of you are more experienced, you know, you can be on the moon or on the ceiling, looking at you and witnessing you from an observer, full of love and curiosity. And you can say in this space, as I read you a couple questions, and then I'll tell you to break for to write this down. So staying in that space, thinking with your heart, or observing from that observer outside of you, what's one truth about you that you're avoiding? So the question to yourself will look like, what's the one truth about myself that I am avoiding? And you can pause this as much as you need to be complete. And the other one I really like to start with is, what is something that you desire that you don't fully admit, even to yourself? So that question looks like, what's something I desire that I don't fully admit, even to myself? And then as you pause that, write those down. The next question is, why do I hide this? You may look at why I don't like this part of myself. Might be a good journal prompt here. Why do I hide this from myself? Why do I hide this from other people? What happens if I admit this? What happens if people see this? Those are all good questions for this part of the exercise. And then we're going to take that thing and that fear. So if we are afraid to show our messy, authentic self, right? Why? Where does it come from? So just get as deep as you can. And it might be, it might seem trivial, right? Be like, oh, I haven't worn my hair up in a ponytail since sixth grade when my friends all made fun of me because it made me look like a boy, right? Which we know isn't true, sort of. I mean, you might not know that yet, which if you're a girl, you know you're a girl independent of what your hair looks like. Like logically, we can see that, but there's a part of you inside that is still not. Even though you desire to wear your hair in a ponytail, you don't do it in public because it makes you look masculine and you want to look feminine, right? I know that's a trivial example. I just want you to realize, again, how many layers and how many even of these little things that we're just overlooking because we haven't reframed them yet. So that's the next step. We've identified the fear. We've identified what we're afraid of showing and why we're afraid of showing it. And now we're going to flip that into, what if being seen, what if actually showing up in your full authentic self actually led to more flow, love, more opportunities, more joy, which is the truth of it, right? So you can answer that question. And again, pause this if you need to keep going. And then the call forward, the invitation here is that you can start small, right? You can just say it out loud. Let it out of your body, even if you're the only one listening. Make it a little harder. You could share it with your friend. You could write it in your journal. Even that's another step above just speaking it out loud one time, right? Or maybe you fully step into whatever that is and you show up in that and you practice it. And most of the time, without fail, we have made it a big monster within us. And as soon as we let it out and show up time after time after time, my clients and I and some of my friends that we talk about this stuff a lot will say, we did the thing, right? We'll say whatever it was that we were stepping into, and then we'll be like, and I didn't die. And we all use it as a little of a inside joke, but it is a reminder to your ego, to your subconscious, that, hey, I did it and I'm fine. I'm safe. I'm alive. That's what we mean by I didn't die, right? Is because our subconscious has a weird relationship with what is safe. And so we've got to call it out on it. We talk about transformation a lot in both the healing and the coaching world, because it's what we're really here for. We're really here to, as healers and helpers, to hold a container for our clients, to show them they are whole, that they are healthy, that they are healed, that they are loved. And it's in a place for them to then see it themselves. And that's the transformation, right? So can you imagine that energy that you could reclaim if you just stopped hiding those little secrets? Can you imagine how much lighter, how much freer, how much more magnetic you would actually feel? So the invitation is to come back to this exercise as often as you need with as many things as you need, right? And sometimes it's really hard to see these on our own. So that's where reaching out for a coach or a healer can be really helpful. My program, The Flow Method, I am usually consistently allowing more people into our container on a regular basis, and which has, you know, both a group component of sacred space where we hold a lot of sacred space for each other, and a one-on-one with me space, so that we can really dive deep into these subconscious things that are kind of underlying in there and pull them to the surface, so then we can alchemize or transmute that energy in you so that you can have the feeling that you want, not the feeling that you don't want. Yeah. So if you feel like you're ready to reclaim that energy and your truth and your power, and you feel in alignment with the way I work, please reach out and I would love to be on this journey with you. The link to do that will be in the show notes. And as we come to a close again, it's just that invitation to show up in your most authentic self, and the reminder that that then gives permission for everyone else to do that as well. I appreciate you, those who are listening, spending time with me, and also spending the time for yourself, for your growth. And I am cheering you on to take action in reclaiming your energy. And I hope you tune in next week as we continue to explore these energetic ideas. And as always, much love and light to you. Until next time.
So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow. And I want you to know I appreciate your presence. And to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me. A no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.